The story of faith begins with the unfolding of God's love over the earth. Love is written into the very fabric of creation. Throughout Scripture, we read about love's healing power, from the first vision of a garden with a tree of life to the last vision of a kingdom, where that same tree stood with leaves that were made for the healing of the nations. Today, we can imagine the roots of that tree running under our feet, calling us to remember God's healing power all around us and in us. We are part of God's creation. We have salt water like the ocean for tears, dirt in our DNA, and the same matter that flies through the universe coursing through our veins. In other words, we are made from the same stuff as creation. Eden sprang from just a few words spoken by our Creator and was called very good. It follows then that all of creation, including our bodies, is a sacred work of God. If we want to experience healing and love, a good place to start is connecting with creation. It reminds us who we are. Stand in a field. Breathe deeply. Look toward the heavens, walk through the woods, or consider the thistles around you. You can feel love in creation because it was made by love. Jesus taught his disciples to begin their mission by considering the birds of the air and the field of lilies because he understood that the journey to love the world begins with contemplating the Creator of that world. Jesus told them, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these." The gifts of creation come to us in a million ways. It can take a lifetime of walking and considering to understand all that creation has to offer. The gifts can come in an intentional moment when we stop to smell honeysuckle, or by surprise when we hear a song from a bird while sitting quietly on a beach. The gifts can come when we lift our heads to the hills or dip our bodies in a river as a sign of new life. From every animal that finds us, every flower that allows us to glimpse its blossom, every cloud that inspires us, creation's gifts are infinite if we open our eyes to see them. Make a point to find these healing gifts in your daily routines. When you wake up, instead of reaching for coffee or the internet, first simply be. Listen and look. What do you hear and see? These things are reminders of the presence of the living Spirit of God right beside you. When you feel frustrated at lines, traffic, and the busyness of the world around you, look and listen again. Can you recognize something healing right in your midst that brings you peace amid stress or a bit of joy in sorrow? As you drift off to sleep, instead of watching TV or reading as the last act of the day, take 5 minutes and listen as you close your eyes. Recall the amazing creation you have witnessed and give thanks for every living thing you encountered. Another way to connect to creation is to learn about the healing properties of the plants around you. Before modern medicine, tradition told us to use what grew from the earth, to breathe in lavender for peace, to pick some rosemary and set it by your nightstand.